So, a very warm welcome to batch number 3 of Local News and Features. It's Tim and Uta. I've got 4 headlines, 2 from me and 2 from Uta, and mine coming up in batch number 3 are DWP, Universal Credit Claimant Can't Work and Survives on 3 Pot Noodles a Week. And the next one a bit later on will be North Staffordshire Asda Worker Help Confused OAP Wandering the Streets, and Uta has for you.
Here is the widow who leads a tribute, a sponsored walk after Steve 60 loses cancer fight. And then we have Stoke-on-Trent School, rated inadequate, making progress to tackle bullying.
Well, they're interesting. I look forward to hearing those. So my first one for you is DWP, Universal Credit Claimant Can't Work and Survives on 3 Pot Noodles a Week. A disabled woman receiving personal independent payments, PIP, says she's been forced to live on as little as 3 pot noodles a week and is terrified of losing out on the little money she gets. Amanda Fallows, 53, has been diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and PTSD from growing up in care, and says that she'd love to work if she could. She receives £600 a month in benefits, of which PIP makes up £383, but she says she can't afford to pay rent, bills and feed herself all at once. This month, the Department for Work and Pensions announced the biggest shake-up for the welfare system in a generation, including tightening restrictions on the number of people claiming incapacity benefits like PIP. Now, this week's spring statement has reiterated this, highlighting the health element of universal credit will be frozen at £97 per week until 2029. -30 and halved for new claimants from April 2026. NHS volunteer Amanda said the changes are set to be horrifying and worries for disabled people around the country. Amanda said, "I find the announcements terrifying. I'm already in a situation where I can't pay my bills and I struggle to get to the end of the week sometimes, not even eating at the moment because I can't actually afford to travel to the food bank, which is a bus journey away. My friends who can't help me out financially are having to treat me to meals. Sometimes I'll live on 3 pot noodles a week." Amanda currently has an overdue bill of £180, which she missed from her rent last month, and says PIP alone isn't enough to afford to live. She often uses her monthly PIP to cover her £40 phone bill, insurance on her phone and laptop, and bedroom tax, but after she spent it and used her housing benefits to pay rent, she's left with nothing and can't even afford a bus ticket to get to the food bank. This has caused her to lose a stone in weight over the last 6 weeks. Authorities keep sending me to food banks and I've got vouchers, but as I keep trying to tell them, I can't even afford to go to the food bank. She said, "This week I've had 3 meals. A couple of friends took me to get small meals, which I was grateful for, but I don't have that. All I can do is eat pot noodles a few times a week." Despite training to be an NHS mental health volunteer, Amanda feels her PTSD stops her from being able to dedicate more than 2 hours a week to the cause. She said that she's really sad she's unable to work, and she says she's receiving free therapy from charity Beyond Barriers in order to dedicate more time to volunteering. But she worries her PIP will be cut or called into question while she's in recovery. "I can't really explain how sad it all makes me feel," she added. "I'm the sort of person where I grew up in the UK system. I know how to fight for my rights. I feel so bad for other disabled or elderly people who haven't been able to develop that skill. It's all horrifying and I hate to think what others are going through." Amanda attends one therapy session per week and hopes one day she'll be well enough to work. She added, "As I get better over the next year, my plan is to volunteer more hours. I'm not better yet, but I'm trying. I've been trying so hard." So over to Uta now, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 3.
Mm-hmm. This is the widow who leads tributes after Steve, age 60, loses cancer fight. A grieving widow has led tributes to her husband as old school friends prepare to pay more respect. Welder Steve Woolley from Birch's Head passed away 12 months after going to the Royal Stoke University Hospital with a suspected kidney infection in January 2023. Now, old classmates from Woolstanton Grammar School are staging a sponsored walk in the 60-year-old memory. Heartbroken widow Jill Woolley said, It was devastating. I'm a nurse and I just thought he had a minor infection. When we went to hospital to see his test results, it absolutely floored me. But he had expected it somehow. It was strange. He said he didn't want to know the prognosis. He just wanted to know if he could have treatment. They said they'd do an operation and then he could go back to work as normal. That everything would be fine and he wouldn't need chemotherapy. But then they took him into operate and they discovered the cancer had actually spread considerably. It was very aggressive, so it had already gone from his bladder to his kidneys, his liver and his prostate. We knew then that there wasn't much that could be done. They offered him palliative chemotherapy, which helped initially, but it stopped responding after a while. It was only a short course away, or anyway. And within 12 months of the diagnosis, he'd passed away. Jill says her late husband was a kind man who inspired great love and respect from his many friends. He was a private person, but he was very friendly, she explained. He liked to socialize with the people he knew. A real straight-down-the-line character. What you saw is what you got. All of his friends loved him for that. He'd been in touch with his old schoolmates since the lockdown. They'd meet once a month to catch up, whether it was having a drink or going for food. I couldn't believe it when they got in touch with me about doing this walk. It's been 14 months nearly, and you think that people would start to forget, but they haven't. I still get messages from people all the time, people who I didn't know particularly well, asking me how I'm getting on and how much they miss Steve. It's really nice. The sponsored walk has been organized by former classmate Tim Stratham and is raising money for the Dougie Mac. It will see 11 of Steve's school friends make the 17-mile trek from Orme Academy, formerly Wollstanton Grammar School, to Crewe Alexandra's Alexandra Stadium ground ahead of this afternoon's League Two match against Port Vale. It's not this afternoon, so we're talking a little bit about the past now. Tim said Steve was a massive Port Vale fan and I'm a Crewe Alexandra fan. So when the fixture came out for the Saturday, I thought, why don't we get the lads together and do a sponsored walk? We can remember Steve and raise money at the same time. It's been several months in the making, but the big day is here now. We decided to walk from our old school to Cresty Road. One thing we didn't count on was the match being televised. That meant the kickoff moved to 12:30 p.m. So now we're having to meet at 5 a.m. to do this. But we're all more than happy to. There are about 11 of us making the journey. Cancer survivor Tim says news of Steve's diagnosis was heart-wrenching. He and the group now hope the walk can help to make a difference. He added, 6 months after his diagnosis, we got together for one of our nights out. I thought I'd go over to him and see how he was getting on. He said he was enjoying the night. You wouldn't think there was anything majorly wrong with him. He seemed quite good. And then he said, Tim, I've got 6 months to live. It was like a dagger through the heart. It was such dreadful news. He'd only just managed to retire and it was all snatched away from him. He kept coming out with us to enjoy himself, but once it spread to his spine in October, he really went downhill. He couldn't really talk or move around very much anymore. Come January, we heard that he'd passed away. We are hoping to raise money for the hospice to help others facing a similar situation. And if we can raise some awareness and encourage people to get themselves screened, that would be great too.
Brilliant. A great story there. So North Staffordshire ASDA worker helped confused OAP wandering the streets is the next story for me, and the one in batch number three. So supermarket worker Charlotte has been praised for helping an elderly lady that she spotted wandering the streets, and the woman, thought to be in her 80s, didn't know her name or where she was when she was spotted in Leek. But caring Charlotte, who works at the ASDA branch on Springfield Road, not only went to help, but took her into the store for a warm drink. Now staff at the supermarket have praised the bakery worker for what she did. Charlotte said, it's strange, but I don't normally work that day, but I'm glad I did. It was dark and there was no one else around. She was really confused, so I couldn't just leave her. Police attended and they had the lady's details and were able to get her back home. Charlotte added that she was a lovely lady, and even though she was confused, she still said thank you as she left. I'm just glad that she got home safely. Store manager John says her colleagues are all incredibly proud. He said it's not easy to be the Good Samaritan and just keep walking. Well done, Charlotte. It was a really nice thing that you did, and something that not everyone would have actually done. You've given our mantra of don't walk by a new true meaning of what ASDA stands for in the local community. I know I'm incredibly proud of you, and I'm certain that the whole store feels the same. So over to Uta, who's going to do the final story for us in batch number 3.
That was a lovely, kind story. Really nice, yeah. So Stoke-on-Trent School was rated inadequate, but is making progress to tackle bullying. Work to improve a Stoke-on-Trent secondary school rated inadequate by Ofsted last year after inspectors reported incidents of poor pupil behaviour and bullying is starting to show impact. Birchishead Academy said it's pleased with the outcome of a monitoring inspection held earlier this year by the Education Watchdog. The ungraded inspection acknowledged improvements being made by the Birchishead Road School's revamped leadership team, which includes a new principal to tackle attendance, poor behaviour and bullying. Back in March last year, we reported that the school had been rated inadequate after Ofsted carried out a two-day inspection in October 2023. The report stated that too many pupils behave in a way that leaves other pupils feeling afraid or unsafe, adding that bullying and incidents of discrimination are too common. Following her monitoring inspection in January this year, His Majesty's Inspector Nicola Beach wrote to Principal Paul Masher, who took on the role in May 2024, shortly after the previous Ofsted report was published, to say leaders have made progress to improve the school. She added that more work is necessary for the school to no longer be judged as having serious weaknesses. The recently published letter states, "You have rightly prioritised improving attendance and raising the profile of its importance with parents, carers, pupils and staff. Leaders have analysed patterns in and issues with attendance at both cohort and pupil levels. They are using this information to work with parents to identify barriers and are working to remove these barriers, with notable and significant positive impact. Overall attendance for the whole school is improving and significant gains are being made in all year groups and for groups of pupils. Furthermore, some significant improvements in the attendance of some pupils whose attendance was previously very low indeed have already been made. There has been a focus on improving the culture across the school and creating a calm, safe environment for all. Pupils and staff know that the bar has been raised since you started and that expectations are high, but so is the support to help meet these standards. When pupils make the wrong choice, the school now uses a restorative approach to encourage them to get it right next time. Staff feel well supported with managing any poor behaviour they may encounter. The number of suspensions has risen and remains high as leaders are taking a firmer line on unsafe and unacceptable behaviours. However, there is a plan in place to use them more sparingly in the future. Your plan to tackle bullying is starting to show impact. There's increased pupil confidence in the value of reporting bullying, but there is still more to be done. Work is underway to improve the quality of education at the school. You know that this will take time. There is a clear structure for monitoring its effectiveness and the team knows what needs to improve. Since the previous inspection, there have been changes made at trust level to better support the school. There has been an increase in trust leadership capacity. There have been changes made to the local governing board, including a new chair to add significant educational expertise. Everyone is committed to seeing the school improve. You and your team have an honest, accurate understanding of the school and where further improvement is needed. The work you have carried out over the last year is starting to show impact. Reacting to the latest inspection outcome, Mr. Masher said, "We are pleased with the outcome of the inspection and are proud of the progress we have made. This report demonstrates the hard work of our dedicated staff and the continued support of our pupils and their families. We remain focused on delivering the very best education and will continue to strive for excellence in everything we do. That's the end of my story.